Morning, Cookie. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you going?
Mate, going really well. James Roberts, your teammate, the positive out of this is he's put his hand up and gone and been proactive and got treatment.
Yeah, that's exactly right, mate. I'll probably speak on behalf of the whole team. And, you know, we're proud of him that he's spoken up and gone and got the help he needed. And we're happy that he's getting the help that he needs. And, you know, we're really not worried about when he comes back at all. We're only worried about, you know, James Roberts, the mate that we are at the moment. And he takes as much time as he needs, and whenever he's ready to come back, we can't wait for him to be there.
Is he the kind of personality where, you know, this period of isolation, the coronavirus, etc., would have really been detrimental to him?
Yeah, not just James. There's a lot of boys in the NRL that really need to live off structure, and they really need that in their lives. And to be honest, I'm one of those guys too. Like, we're used to being told what to do day in, day out, and now we come to a period where you know, you've got nothing to do and told to stay at home as well. You know, someone like me, you can't sit still. I had to try and stay as busy as I could. So you almost put certain things in a schedule to try and make it as normal as possible. But some people can't do that. And, you know, they have someone do that for them. And there's a lot of boys in the NRL, I reckon, really would have struggled with that concept of not having that structure put in place for them over this time. And, you know, it's definitely difficult, and obviously, you know, we see James, but we're glad that he's getting the help that he needs.
Morning, Cookie. Just on this one, mate, for a lot of people that haven't experienced this before, but, you know, have a friend or a family member that is struggling, what is the process now from you guys, from James's friends? How can you show your support, or how can you help him now with what he's going through?
Yeah, look, at the moment, I believe he still has his phone on him at some stages. So, you know, we've all sent him a message just to know that we're here for him, and if he ever needs anything like that, and we, you know, he has our full support to take as long as he needs. And we'll miss James around the sheds. He's great to have around the team, and that's what we're looking forward to having back whenever he's ready to come back. But all we can do is be here for him and offer any support that he needs. And there's some guys in the team that are a lot closer to him than others. So, you know, like the likes of Cody Walker, Latrell Mitchell, we're probably staying in a bit more contact than a lot of the rest of us. So, you know, those boys, I'm pretty sure, could update the rest of us as well. But we're going to support him in what he needs to do and when he comes back as well.
Yeah, Cookie, do you talk about it as a group, or is it left up to each individual on how they want to approach it? And like when he comes back to training, are you a guy that will go up and sort of say to him, mate, if you need anything, I'm always here to help? Or do you just let him sort of maybe open up to you before you start to say, well, mate, I'm here for you?
Yeah, for me, it's probably, I'll let him know that I'm here for him if they need anything, and I'll ask him if he's all right, or anyone. And it's up to them if they if they feel comfortable to open up to me. And if they do, then that's where we can go from there. But he might choose not to open up to me, and maybe to other people he might be a little bit closer to. So, some boys, you know, all we can do is be a mate and support him when he comes back. But it's definitely going to be those guys that are closer to him, like I mentioned before, getting those conversations that he might need at some stages.
How's the contact work this week? A bit rusty?
But it wasn't too bad. I was very excited to get back to contact, which is rare for us smaller blokes, but obviously Clark, you wouldn't understand a contact sport, but you know, it's
harsh but fair.
There is broken arms in your sport, isn't there?
when you bat as bad as I did, yep, there's plenty of those.
I thought you were fishing them out.
You know what? I've just had a thought. We've got to send Clarkie to training one day and film it. Contact session with the bunnies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that sounds like a great idea, you know?
No, well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, Clarkie, six months in hospital,
it sounds like a wow of a time.
No, I'll tell you what we'll do, Clarkie. If Cookie's up for it, you can go down. Well, when the coronavirus is over, this is, of course. You go down and face being tackled by Cookie, but Cookie has to go and face the bowler of your choice in a net.
Ah, like
session.
It, Loz.
Hang on, if Clark has to face me and not someone like Liam Knight, then I'm not facing someone like Liam
And if that's the case, I'm definitely waiting until Cookie's retired, because I'm not paying his insurance bill. Did you see Brett Lee to Piers Morgan? No, thank you very much.
I reckon this has got legs. I reckon, just hold this thought.
I won't have legs by the end of it.
I'll film it.
Good
stuff. Now, Cookie, you played Test footy last year. Tell us, what was the difference you noticed in having one referee?
Yeah, probably the biggest thing I noticed was obviously being a hooker was the stuff around the ruck. You know, the ref can't watch everything. You've got to watch the onside, the markers, what's happening in the play, the ball, if there's any errors. So I believe it slowed down a little bit in a way. But also, you know, the markers, you know, for me, I was a bit jumpy when I was coming into Test footy and I wasn't getting out of hooker as good as I would like to. So I had to sort of adjust a little bit and be a bit more patient. So I'd have to say the biggest difference is just around the ruck bit there, that, you know, two referees, you got that ref in the ruck that's coming in behind you, telling the guys to get off the tackle, get up, you know, and you'll play the ball. So, yeah, that's the biggest difference, I think. And, you know, the ruck's the most important part of the game, I'd say as well. You know, if you win the ruck, both sides of the ball, you're going to be a good chance of winning the game.
I'll tell you what, though, Cookie, you'll be licking your lips if the rule comes in with one referee that instead of giving a penalty away, it's six tackles continue because that'll quicken the game up.
Yeah, it will, and that's going to be, you know, quicken the game up for sure. And obviously 12 tackles in a row potentially, you know, that's a lot of work to get through for a team in defence. So there's a better chance of getting a quick play of the ball there. And it's a hard one, that one. You just don't know what field position those penalties are going to be given because, you know, sometimes, you know, yeah, getting a penalty in the ruck and, you know, getting a six again automatically and you're only inside your 20, you'd probably rather keep a touch at that stage. So yeah, it's a bit of discretion there where those penalties will come in and if it does. But I definitely like the rules. You know, if we have to go back to one ref, the game will adapt to it. I like the six again. I think it could definitely speed up the game as well. And another one could be dropping the interchange to six. That'd be good too.
Gee, I'm not shocked, Loz, Cookie's gone, yep, bring the six again rule.
Mate, Cookie will absolutely brain it when they bring, if they bring that rule in. But
he'll win the Dally M by 10 points.
Oh, mate, you get straight on him now. Don't worry about that. But the thing I'm sort of really worried about, obviously I spoke about the speed of the game as well, but I don't believe it'll open the game up in terms of moving the football around because all teams, what they'll do is just flood the middle. They will just put so much pressure on the middle defenders that it will be just extremely difficult for them to get forward, get back, get forward, get back. And again, it will just be flood the middle, put all the pressure on the middles rather than moving the ball to the edges. So I still think we need to be careful with that rule change. But that's only my opinion.
Loz, obviously not a hooker.
Oh, no. Cookie will brain it. There you go. If you're a punter and that rule comes in, get on,
yeah,
Cookie to win the Dally M.
Nah, absolutely. Now, Cookie, we're about to give away a race to be named after someone at Menengle on Saturday the 23rd of May. We gave one away yesterday. Have you ever had a race named after you?
No, I haven't. No.
No? Okay.
Well, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, yeah. Gee, Loz. Brushed.
Or is it going to happen?
No, it's not going to happen. Well, I don't know. I've had a few shrugged shoulders here.
Well, Cookie thought he was going to get a race named after him. You got him all excited.
What's your pitch? What's your pitch then?
I could name the race after me, but I could drop weight in time and probably ride one of the horses.
Now we're talking. Okay, brilliant. Well, have you had a look at the form today, Cookie? Did you have a go on the weekend?
No, I didn't have a go on the weekend. We actually trained on Saturday, so I didn't have a chance to sit back on the couch like I have most other Saturdays for the last few weeks. So I haven't had a chance to have a look for you guys this week, sorry.
All good, mate. All good. Great to talk to you as always. And, can't wait, mate. Only a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, a couple of weeks, mate. Can't wait.